Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm fine, how are you? That's my head.
I'm glad to hear you're doing good, sir. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Tony. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Now, we're not selling anything, and the interview would only take a few minutes. If you don't mind me asking, just to have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
My age is 83.
83. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
White.
White. Yeah.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023.
Uh-huh.
Did you vote in that election?
Yeah. Sure did.
Awesome. Now, I know it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely are you to vote in that general election? Very likely. Somewhat likely.
100% I'll vote. 100%
okay.
I'll vote.
So we can say very likely.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
The president's race. That's always important.
The president, okay.
Yes,
oh, the
yes,
president sir. Race. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and write that down for you, okay?
Okay.
And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day?
In a primary, I decided then.
Months before the election?
Yeah.
Okay. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Well, for one thing, it's the economy. The people are out of work, and all time the war threatening and happening. That's the biggest reason I decided to vote in.
Okay. Woke doctrine, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. The issue is issue one. A summary is like this. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I voted no for that.
Why did you vote no on issue one?
Well, I didn't agree with the government on it. They wanted to stop people from getting abortions when it really needs it. I think they should be their own choice.
Oh, okay. All right. So you voted no on issue one, correct? Okay. And you said that you voted no on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio. Right. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days, a few weeks, or months before the election?
I always vote absentee vote and mail it in. So
you made up your mind?
Yeah, I made
about
who
you are by months before the election. Would that be correct?
All right, yeah.
Let me read to you some different ways that people may have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experience these things in this election cycle. Did you learn about the election through English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language, English radio ads, English online digital ads and videos like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls, or texts from volunteers, someone came to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups. How did you learn about the election?
I made it on my own.
How did you hear about the election?
I heard about it all through the year.
Through English, okay. So radio, TV ads, online.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'll
social media. Did you get any phone calls or texts from volunteers?
Pardon? I didn't
understand. Did you get any phone calls or texts from volunteers letting you know about the election?
Oh, yes, I did, but I'd already had my mind made up before I got them.
Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family?
I raise a family. Yes, I believe that. And
okay. So you would consider their opinion to be the most credible one.
The one that I voted for is the best one of. I done told you that.
Okay.
And I voted no on the abortion and all that other shit they're trying to get pushed through.
Okay. I understand, sir.
You're trying to cost me over something, and I done told you what I thought was important.
Okay.
Now
okay.
Get on with what you want, and let's get the hell off of this.
Now, do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted this election?
No, I didn't. I've had my, like I said before, I've had my mind made up how I was voting a long time ago.
So
in the primary.
So did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear something change the way I voted on.
So, like you told me before, you had already made your mind up, correct?
Right. I made it too. I believe in the way I voted.
Months before the election, correct?
Yeah, now look, I'm tired of going over and over this damn stuff. I done told y'all I'm going.
I understand, sir. I'm just asking or rephrasing what you said.
Shit right over and over and over.
Yes,
and
you're right, sir.
I'm going to.
Now, did you at any point during...
Like I tried to do, like I just tried to tell you, like get the hell on with what you want with me and I'll
okay.
see you. Okay,
no
you
problem,
want,
sir.
I'm tired.
No problem, sir. Okay, no problem.
Right,
now,
let's go.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, let me read to you a series of messages that were used.
I told you how the hell I'm going to tell you. God damn it, I got to try to get to the point you're still beating around the damn bush. Goodbye.
Hello, sir.
Damn it, I told you I was hanging up.
Now, look, if you don't mind me asking, which party mostly shares?
I don't want you to ask me another damn thing, because I ain't going to tell you shit no more. I done told y'all I'm going to tell you. You make up your damn report from what I told you, that's it. And I'm getting the fuck off yours. I want you to do the same damn thing. I'm tired fucking with you.
I understand, sir.
I hope the hell you're doing. Don't keep right on, because I'm hanging up.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, this is the last question, okay?
If you had
to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in November 2024 presidential election? Economic issues and inflation.
Biden to start with. I don't like that fucking Biden to start with. I tell you the truth.
Okay.
I vote against some of this. I'm going to vote against him again. So
okay.
If that don't satisfy you, what the hell you want? Get the hell off.
What would be the great? What would be the greatest reason?
No more fucking questions.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. Okay.